Welcome to the Female Startup Podcast, a podcast that shares the ups, downs, and in-betweens of being a business owner, shares strategies and tips to help you to be more successful in business, and also strives to help the person behind the business because you are more than just your business. So as a business owner, one of the things that can be really difficult to do is to figure out, well, where do I start pricing my products and my services? Because you want to make sure that you're not underpricing or overpricing what it is that you're selling. So in this episode, I'm going to give you some tips to help you to decide what it is that you should be charging. So there are a few variables that you need to take into consideration when you are thinking about your pricing. So the first thing is that you need to consider who your audience is. Now, I say this with caution because being aware of who your audience is means that you understand, would they need something or would they be able to pay for something that's high value, or would they prefer something that is lower value? But the thing is that you can't make an assumption. You have to ask your client, or you have to just test the market. And I'll explain why that's important. I think I've said this before. I was in a mentoring program during the pandemic, and it was a branding specialist. And this branding specialist had this membership that she created during the pandemic. And it was something like £15 a month or £20 a month. It was a really low cost membership. And I remember during the mentoring program, this person would constantly be saying, you know, this is not where I make my money because this is a low value membership. I make my money from the corporates that pay me to do other training. And the money that I charge those corporates, I know that you wouldn't be able to afford to pay that. So that's why I've priced my mentoring in this way. Now, as this person was saying that, I was in a group coaching program that I paid £3,000 for. There were other people who were in other programs who they had paid hundreds or thousands of pounds for. So this person made an assumption about her audience because they had decided to purchase this low value membership. And she made the assumption that because they purchased this low value membership, it meant that they couldn't afford anything that was higher value. But actually, she'd never offered us anything that was of higher value. So she would never know what we could and we couldn't afford. So I say all of that to say, don't make assumptions about your audience. You can test it by launching something that's a little bit higher value, a little bit lower value, and see what your audience does, see where your audience is. Or you can poll your audience and you can say, this is what I'm charging for this. Would this be something that you would be willing to pay? Now, again, I'm going to caution you against that, because just because one person says I wouldn't pay £500 for the service does not mean that you shouldn't charge £500 for the service. Because the next point that I'm going to come onto that you need to understand when it comes to pricing is that you need to be able to articulate the value of what it is that you are providing. You need to be clear what the value is to somebody. And the value isn't just to somebody that it costs £500. When I'm talking about the value, I mean, what is somebody getting because of what you are providing? What is that transformation? What's that thing that's going to be different for them that makes them feel like they've got value for their money? So, for example, for me as a business coach, the value that I am providing to my clients that makes it really obvious that they're getting a great return on their investment is they're going to know how to attract clients. They're going to build their confidence as a business owner. They're going to have systems to support them as a business owner to make their lives easier. So I am providing them more time, because if they've got systems to support them, they've got more time to do the things that they want and they need. If they're getting clients, then they have more money. So I'm helping them to earn more money so they get that freedom, so they can travel and they can do all of the things that they want to do in their lives to make their lives much, much better. So when I'm talking about the value, I'm not talking about the monetary value. I'm talking about the value as in, what's the impact going to be for your ideal client? If you are somebody who is a dating coach, the value that you are providing to your client is that you're going to help them to build up their confidence and learn the skills to be able to find their partner. They can get married. They can have children. That's the value that you're providing somebody. It's beyond the fact that they're able to go on dates. It's that they're going to have a better understanding of themselves and their needs. They'll be able to choose better partners. So being able to communicate the value is so important, because if you don't understand the value of what you're providing to your clients, as in the ultimate outcome, the transformation, then your client is going to be looking at your offer and they're going to be like, well, I don't understand why it is that I should sign up for this. And I'll give you another example of why the value is important to be able to communicate. And again, I may have said this before, but you're going to hear it again. So I remember early on in my business, I was looking for lots and lots of opportunities to raise my visibility. And I still am, because it's still important to raise your visibility. And somebody shared a post on LinkedIn, and they said that they were going to be interviewing business owners, and that gave you the opportunity to get exposure, and that you would be on their YouTube channel, and that also they would share the interview to their LinkedIn profile as well. And so I was like, okay, this sounds good. So I got on a call with them. I thought to discuss the ins and outs of how the interview would work. But it turned out, as I got on the call, it was a sales call. And what they were doing is they wanted me to pay for them to interview me. Now, I didn't understand the value in that, because at that point, I had been interviewed by other people on their YouTube channels, on their podcasts, and I didn't have to pay for it. So what was it that they were offering me that other people who had done the same thing for free were giving me? There was no difference between what they were charging for and what somebody else was offering for free. If they had said, you know, we've got an audience of 500,000 really engaged people, and if you pay us, you'll be put in front of these people, that may have been something where I could have seen the value. I could have seen the value in being in front of that many people if I understood as well what their audience is made up of, so I could understand that they were an audience of my ideal clients. That may have been something that was beneficial for me to pay for. But because they couldn't explain the value to me of why it is that I should be paying for something that I had received for free, I didn't pay them because I couldn't see the value. And that's exactly what happens with your clients. Your clients need to understand the value of what it is that you are offering. They need to understand that ultimate benefit to them of what it is that you are offering. The other thing that you need to consider when it comes to pricing your products and services is the market. Now, I don't price my products and services in exactly the same way as everybody else, because I am different, I am unique, and I've created another episode about how to identify your unique selling points, which I will link to in the show notes. But it's important that you can anchor yourself against the market value, because, for example, if I am providing a one-to-one coaching session, and let's say I'm not charging £500, but let's say I'm charging £500 for that session, and I do a little bit of market research and I look to see other business coaches, and other business coaches are charging £200 for their coaching sessions. Now, that doesn't mean I should reduce my price to £200, but it just means that because I'm charging more, I need to be able to articulate to my clients why it is that I am above market rates. And what I mean by that is that there has to be something more that I am providing to my clients. Now, that could go back to the value that I'm providing to people. I could be really clear about the value and the outcome. So I could say that, you know, once you've worked with me, you'll be able to get your first client and you'll make that £500 back, because I'm going to help you to create your offer. I'm going to help you to price your offer, and you'll make that £500 back within 3 months or whatever it is. So that could be the thing that differentiates me. But the point is that if you're not aware of what the market is charging and where you sit in relation to the market, it becomes really difficult for you to distinguish yourself. The other thing to consider about pricing as well is that the more that you charge for something, the higher the expectation is from your audience. So if I think about a hotel, so if I am booking a hotel and I am thinking of staying in, let's say, a Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn is relatively budget. Okay, let's say the Travelodge, because that's really budget. So Travelodge as a hotel is really budget. I don't have a lot of expectations when I'm staying at a Travelodge. When I'm staying at a Travelodge, all I would expect is to have a room, a bathroom where I can shower, and that would be it. I don't really have any expectations beyond that. I don't have any expectations of it being really grand, of it being really beautiful, of me taking pictures to post on Instagram, because it's just basic. And it's basic because of the price that they charge. Now, if I am staying at the Ritz, for example, that's going to cost me a lot more money per night to stay in. So because I am paying more, I am expecting more, and I am expecting more from the moment that I arrive at the hotel. I am expecting, if I'm paying, for example, at £50 per night for a hotel and £1,000 per night for the hotel, for the £1,000 a night hotel that I'm staying in, I'm expecting as soon as I get there, they're going to open the door for me, they're going to take my bag, they're going to walk me to reception, or they're going to have an iPad where they can just check me in manually so I don't have to queue up. They're going to take me to my room. My room's going to be luxurious. It's going to be Instagrammable. All of my food is going to be included in the price. It's going to, you know, I'm going to have all of these
you know, like the shampoos and things that they give you, I'm going to have all of those amenities, all of those things included in the price. I'm going to have really high expectations of what I'm going to be getting based off of the price that they are charging, because a higher price suggests to me higher value. And it's the same thing in your business. If you are charging more money for something, if you are charging a higher price, then you have to understand that your clients are going to be expecting a higher level of service. So you have to then map out, what does that look like? What is that higher level of service that you are going to be providing to your audience? So I was reading up about this spa in London, and this spa costs much more. In fact, it wasn't a spa, it was a nail salon. And this nail salon, they charged much more than everybody else. So I don't get my nails done. So let's just say a regular salon would charge you £50. This salon charges you £200 to get your nails done. And the reason that they charge £200 is because, first of all, the location, the venue for the salon, it's really luxurious. Everything is high end. You walk in there and you feel like you are a celebrity because everything is high end. When you walk in there, they give you a glass of champagne. They put you in this chair. They make you comfortable. They give you a massage while they are giving you, while they're doing your nails. They're massaging your feet. They're massaging your shoulders. They're massaging your hands. And then you walk, and then you leave with like a goodie bag as well. So the £200 that they are charging is included in the luxurious service that they are offering. So because they are providing you with more, you are getting more. Now imagine if a nail salon was charging you £200 and you were getting exactly the same as you would do at a salon which they would charge £50. That £200 salon wouldn't last very long. So again, you have to understand that the more that you charge, the more that your clients are going to expect. That doesn't mean that you have to provide more, but it means that you have to do more to explain the value of what it is that you are offering. So here are my tips to figure out how to price your products and your services. First of all, is get clear on your audience. So who is the audience? Where is it that they sit? Are they an audience of high value or low value? As in, do they prefer to spend lower amounts on things, or are they willing to pay for things? And the way that you do this is not by making an assumption. You can do this in two ways. You can test, so you can launch products both at a higher value and at a lower value. So you can see, do people buy at the higher value, or is everybody just buying at the lower value? You can poll your audience as well. You can tell them about the service or the product that you're offering. You can tell them the price range, and you can get a feel from them as to what it is, how they feel about that price. Would that be something that they would be willing to pay? The next thing that you can do to determine your rates is to look at the market. So look, do some market research and to see what everybody else is charging and what everybody else is providing and what makes what you're doing different. How is it that you can stand out from them? So understanding what the market rate is does not mean that you have to price your products and services the same as everybody else, but you have to anchor it. So if you are less or more than somebody, you need to be able to explain that. So the way that I would do that is on the sales page, I would say something like, and I've seen this before with people with memberships where they've been charging £7 a month for a membership that's worth like £5,000. And they will put something like, why is this cheaper? Or why is this membership not more? And they put an explanation as to why it's not more. They may say something like, my values, because of my values, I want to help as many people as possible. So that's why it's a lot less than what you would normally expect. And also because I have other sources of income. So being able to explain the differences in your price compared to the market value is going to help to explain away any concerns that your audience is going to have as well. The other thing that you need to consider when it comes to your pricing is that you need to be able to explain the value of what it is that you are offering to your clients. And when I'm talking about the value, I'm not talking about the monetary value. I'm talking about that transformation. What's going to be different? What's your audience going to be able to do now that they weren't able to do before once they've used your product and service? And what is that transformation worth? So if you are saying to somebody that, you know, me working with you, for example, as an accountant, you were going to be able to save £50,000 per year. Well, if that's a huge saving that you're going to be able to make for your clients, then that means the value of what it is that you're charging should be higher to reflect that. So you may decide to do something like charge a percentage of the money that you could save them. So you could say that you'll charge 10 or 20% of what it is that you will ultimately save them. So you can price in that way as well. And then the other thing that it's important for you to understand is that the more that you charge, the higher the expectation. So you don't just have to look at your pricing, you have to look at that customer experience, and you have to look at, what is my customer getting as a result of what it is that they are paying for? How can I make it so if I'm charging more, I'm also giving them this experience as well that makes them feel like I'm actually getting value for my money? So those are my tips to help you to be able to price your products and your services. If you have any questions, as always, feel free to reach out to me. Happy goal getting. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and the rest of the podcast episodes, please leave a review. It really does make a difference. Thank you.